Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. You're going to tell me there's plenty happening.
Indeed, yes. The stage is set here in Ardoyne for the Ardoyne Marrowbone Community Festival kicking off today. As we speak, people are helping to clean up the community. So we've got skips and people, volunteers, out doing a big, massive clean-up. And we've got 10 days of fantastic events, from soccer camps to health events to drama to music, arts, gig rigs, community markets, drive-in movies. So over the next 10 days in North Belfast, Ardoyne, Marrowbone, it's definitely going to be lots happening for people can take part in. Tonight is the first night of the big, massive musicals we're doing. We're doing 6 nights of live entertainment at the Pavilion, which is a big marquee, and it's all free. So tonight is the night at the musicals. Tomorrow night is a Ceilidh night with traditional music. It's going to be a great night tomorrow night. And Sunday night is the big band, the Doghouse, which is ska. So we've got 6 nights at the Pavilion. It's all free, and all we ask is people to make a donation towards the North Belfast Food Bank, which then, of course, will go back to supporting those disadvantaged families. So Ardoyne and Marrowbone are in for a treat, Frank, over the next 10 days.
Just remind me of the term Marrowbone. I often hear of Ardoyne. The Marrowbone bit doesn't ring as loud a bell in my head.
Yeah, Marrowbone is a sort of part of the Old Park in North Belfast. So it's a part of the Old Park area. So it's very close to Ardoyne. It's just, there's Ardoyne and there's Marrowbone at Old Park. So Marrowbone is part of the Old Park area.
And is there anything in this festival for people who wouldn't be from the Nationalist community?
Yes, I mean, we've loads of stuff happening. You know, we've got a cross-community 5K run happening next Saturday. All our musicals and all our entertainment, we invite people to come into Ardoyne over the next number of days and over the next 10 days. So there's definitely lots for anybody from all different parts of the community to take part. We've also got talent competitions at the Huben Centre, which sits on the Peace Lane there up on Ardoyne too. So, I mean, there's lots happening for everybody, and we would encourage, you know, anybody from all different communities to take part.
And can you get through it without any controversy? There's been a few controversial incidents in years gone by.
Yeah, I mean, the programme we've delivered here, Frank, you know, the whole emphasis is celebrating positive community. You know, Ardoyne does often get some negative press, but what we want to show is what's positive about Ardoyne and the Marrowbone and the Old Park in North Belfast is the people who live here and uniting people as well, because all the events is ideally aimed towards is uniting families, uniting young people, uniting people to come together through events. And we also want to promote health and well-being for all the family as well. So the programme, I'm not sure if you've seen it, Frank, but there's lots on the programme, and we want to encourage to say everybody to unite from all communities. You're very welcome into Ardoyne this weekend. Tonight, as I say, is the first night. 8 o'clock gates open at the Flex Centre Car Park, which is on Ardoyne Avenue, which is a big night of musicals. So definitely something on in terms of health, gig rigs, youth events, sporting events. So 10 days of lots of activities.
Well, was it not this actual festival where one of your bands was singing something about the Brits should go back home or whatever either last year or the year before?
Well, Frank, that's in the past, and we have to sort of work towards the future. You know, we're trying to, you know, do our best here on the ground in Ardoyne and Marrowbone to promote all that's good about the community. So this is a new festival. It's about the people who live here. We're encouraging people to get involved. So, you know, that's in the past, and we're now working towards the future, you know.
And does it make it much easier for you? It obviously does. Yeah. If no one causes any controversy, because it's hugely important that it is seen as a welcoming, open armed, embracive festival.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, people from the Shankill and other Protestant communities do come into Ardoyne on a regular basis. I know that through the different projects of our city with Thomas Turley and youth workers like Alan Waite and the Shankill, who do come across the divide, and I mean, that's happening daily, and I would encourage that to continue over the festival. So, you know, no one should feel unwelcome in Ardoyne, because it's a great place. I live here myself, and the people are great, so I would definitely welcome everybody to take part in this year's festival. But, you know, as I say, it's important to mention that every day and every other week there's people coming into Ardoyne from the Shankill and vice versa.
So if people want to get a programme, I'm sure it's online, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so the programme is available through Facebook and Twitter. So if you go to Ardoyne Marrowbone Community Festival, you can get an online version. There's contact numbers and stuff. So keep an eye on local social media and local press as well. But as I say, it's going to be a great 10 days. Hopefully the weather holds out, Frank, you know.
It will, for a few days at least. It will. Paul, thanks for letting us know about it. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye.
That's Paul McCusker highlighting the Ardoyne and Marrowbone Community Festival. It's getting underway this weekend.